Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about the mitzvah mideoraisa of reading Zachor. We read it in shul out of a Sefer Torah on the Shabbos prior to Purim, and that's because Purim and the reading of Zachor have the same theme. Purim is Haman trying to wipe out all of Klal Yisrael, trying to destroy the Jews, and so too we read Zachor to commemorate Amalek's attempt, the nation of Amalek, attempting to wipe out Klal Yisrael. We're going to talk about three different related issues, all relating to Zachor. Number one is, how is it done? So that's going to be question number one, some of the technicalities of doing the mitzvah. Number two is, what is the mitzvah of Zachor? And number three is, nowadays we are unfortunately in a very difficult, prolonged battle, war, with both Hamas and also Hezbollah, Hamas in the Gaza Strip, Hezbollah in Lebanon on the northern border of Israel. And the question is, does the mitzvah of Timche Ezecher Amalek, destroying Amalek, does that apply to these current enemies that we are fighting with? Let's get back to issue number one. Issue number one, how are we on the technical basis? How are we mekayim the mitzvah? So we take out two Sifrei Torah, Shabbos before Purim. The first one is the Parsha Shavua, so we read Vayikra. And the second one, we read the Parsha of Zachor. Zachor is found in Dvarim, Perek Chafei, Psukim Yud Zayin to Yud Tes. What is interesting is, in the last of the Psukim, we repeat a word or multiple words because it's unclear if the word Zecher is read Zecher with a Tzere or Zecher with a segol. Accordingly, there are different minhagim. We say it both ways. So the most prominent, I think, the most prominent minhag is that the four words of Timche es Zecher Amalek are repeated twice. So you're going to read the full pasuk, read the first time Timche es Zecher Amalek, and repeat that Timche es Zecher Amalek mitachas haShamayim. That's the Halicha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Just repeat those four words. And one time it's read with the Tzere Zecher, and one time with the Segel Zecher. Approach number two is the Grid Soloveitchik, the Rosh Yeshiva of Risk. He had the Baal Koret repeat just the one word that we have a doubt about. So we read Timche es Zecher, Zecher Amalek. So you just change the word, once it's Zecher, once it's Zecher, but you only repeat the one word that we have a suffix about. The Igris Moshe is not happy about that approach. He says we should not do it that way because people could get confused. They may come to believe that the mitzvah of blotting out Amalek is only the males and not the females. Because if we're reading it, Timche es Zecher, Zecher Amalek, it sounds like we should wipe out the remembrance, which is Zecher. Zecher sounds more like Zachar. We should blot out the remembrance of the males of Amalek. Accordingly, Rav Moshe was not in favor of doing the Timche es Zecher, Zecher Amalek mitachas haShamayim. That was an approach that the Igros Moshe did not support. So that's approach number two. Approach number two is the Brisk approach, but Rav Moshe disagreed with it, just repeating the one word. And the third approach, which is done by some yeshivas, is to repeat the entire pasuk. So in a nutshell, approach number one is you repeat the four words, Timche es Zecher Amalek, Timche es Zecher Amalek. Second approach is just the one word, Zecher Zecher. And the third approach is to repeat the entire pasuk. Next discussion is, so what's the mitzvah? There's a lot to discuss. There's a lot discussed in the Rishonim on what is the exact mitzvah, though we're just going to refer to the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. It's Orech Chaim, Taf Resh Pei Hei, and it's Seif Zayin, also in the Mishnah Berurah, Yudalid, and it's as follows, the mitzvahs ase, so it's a positive commandment to remember ma'ase Amalek, to remember what Amalek did to Klal Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, Zachor Eish Asher Asalach Amalek, we have a positive commandment to remember what Amalek did to us, so that is one side of it, a positive commandment, mitzvahs ase from the Torah d'Oraisa. And we also have a lo ta'ase, a negative precept to not forget. It says lo tishkach, don't forget. So remember in a positive way, mitzvahs ase, and a lo tishkach, don't forget it. The Shari Ephraim says as follows: the mitzvah of the zichira b'kriya mitoch sefer Torah. We should read from a sefer Torah, but not only a sefer Torah. It should be a beautiful sefer Torah, one that has been checked for kashrus. In the shul that I daven in, the Baal Korah is very careful that we choose the best of the sefer Torah to lain amalek from. So that's very important. U'mishtadlim lishmoa, everyone should try to hear the pronunciation, the reading in their own minhag. In other words, Ashkenazim should hear from an Ashkenazic read Zachor, and a Sfaradi should hear it in the way that it is pronounced by the Sfaradim, and a Teimani Teimani pronunciation. However, this is not Me'akeh B'dieved. This is the ideal way to do it, but if an Sfaradi hears the Ashkenazic pronunciation, or an Ashkenazi hears the Sfaradic pronunciation, etc., that is not going to prevent the doing of the mitzvah. Also, what's important is that the person who is reading from the Sefer Torah, and also the person who has the aliyah, is called up for maftir, so he's going to say the brachas, they each should have in mind, they each must have in mind, that they are being motzi everyone else who is listening the mitzvah, so that's going to be the Baal Korah, and also the person saying the brachas, and also those who are listening should have in mind as well, zechiras ma'aseh amalek v'zechiras mechias amalek. They should have in mind to remember what Amalek did to us, and also have in mind the destruction, blotting out Amalek. So we have to have it in mind. Everyone has to have it in mind. The Baal Korah, the person saying the brachas, and all the people who are being yotzei, all should have in mind to be yotzei, not only the hearing of the laning, but also the brachas of the person saying the brachas. Okay, that is issue number two that we're talking about. Issue number three, what is the geder of Amalek nowadays? What's the geder of Hamas and Hezbollah nowadays? So we're going to start out with the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim Perakei Halacha Aleph, and he asks as follows: Ve'ezuhi milchemes mitzvah. What is considered a milchemes mitzvah nowadays? And he explains a milchemes mitzvah is a milchama to go and conquer the land of Israel when the seven nations were there, the Shiva Amamim. So that is a milchemes mitzvah. Milchemes Amalek, wiping out Amalek, going to war against Amalek, and also the Ezras Yisrael Miyad Sar Shebalim, also going to war, Klal Yisrael going to war against an enemy that has attacked us. That is the definition. So it's not limited to the Shiva Amamim. It's not limited to Milchemes Amalek, but it also includes when Klal Yisrael is attacked by an enemy. This is a Milchemes Mitzvah. And now I'm going to read from the publication of Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs what he adds on. Ve'ein lecha tzar shekam al Yisrael b'shanim ha'achronos. There is no enemy that has come and attacked Klal Yisrael in recent years like Hamas, as they did in Aza, Shecharat al Diglo, Nashmid et Am Yisrael, that they have engraved in their flag, that it is their life's motive, their all motivation, that's what they live for, is the destruction of Klal Yisrael, just like Haman and just like Hitler, Yimach Shemam. That is what we are dealing with right now, that on Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, they went out thousands of terrorists with the intention of slaughtering and burning little kids alive and the elderly alive. And this is his language, Shachtu, they shechted, they slaughtered, Ubach Zarius, and with absolute evil, that there's no worse attack that they have done. There's nothing worse that they have done that possibly could have been done than their approach to destroying Klal Yisrael. Hachovet lilachem besona Yisrael alalu, the obligation to go to war against those who hate Klal Yisrael. He mitzvahs ase miatora. This is a positive commandment, a mitzvah midoraisa, to go out and attack those Hamas and Hezbollah as they are attacking us. It's a defensive war. And every individual that goes and fights against Hamas and Hezbollah, and not only those who are actively fighting the war. Anyone who is assisting on the sides, it doesn't matter, but you're assisting actively. You don't have to be fighting it, but assisting in the war efforts is mekayem mitzvahs ase min haTorah. Is certainly be mekayem mitzvah mi deoraisa. So that is a milchemes mitzvah. These words speak for themselves. We should have in mind to be mekayem the mitzvah when we hear the kriyas haTorah, zachor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, we have to remember, and it also we should have in mind our tefillah constantly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should wipe out our enemies fully, quickly, and protect Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.